Blog Talk Radio.
Taking a break today, I guess. Oh, God is so good. He is good all the time. And I do mean all the time. Better go to Him in a word of prayer. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. We thank You, Lord God, for being so good to us. Lord, we thank You for all that You do for us. Lord, we can do nothing without You. And we thank You and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, yesterday, you know, we were talking about in Jesus' name. And we were looking at different things. And we were talking about Jesus, period, because Jesus is everywhere. You know, and with that, talking about forgiveness and sin and we just we still gotta pay. You know, and I was saying that when God forgives you, He forgives you and casts into a lack of forgiveness and He think about it no more. You are forgiven, and as Rodney said, you still gotta pay. And you do still have to pay. We're going to pick up on that because you do still have to pay. But in having to pay, you may not have to pay one way, but still, the people you've hurt, your reputation, you know. So, in reality, yes, you really do have to pay. You know, the damages you cause. No, it may not be jail time. It could be the relationship that you destroyed. It could be a number of things. But paying is paying. And, you know, so I guess I quoted a little bit wrong yesterday, so I need to get that straightened out today. You know, so you do have to pay, and even though, like I said, you might have committed fornication, and with that, no, Jesus has forgiven you, and you have escaped with no diseases, no anything like that. But you know what? You might be paying mentally. You might be paying with shame. So, in essence, yes, you still do have to pay for your sin. Paying is paying. So, I need to stand corrected. And with that, we're going to move on because Jesus, He is the reason for everything. And it's because of His love, His mercy, His grace. because he sacrificed his life for us, that we're able to be forgiven. What if he never came for us? What if he just said, let them be? He could have left us to our own crazy thoughts, our own crazy ways. But instead, he came for us. He died for us. Instead, he came down from his throne in heaven to show us how much he truly loved us. To show us that he was willing to go from glory and become a man. And to take on this world, this take on flesh and hardship, and just to show us how much he loved us, so that he could be whipped and beat and bruised for our iniquities. And to that, to God be the glory. No one else could have done it. No one else. Only Jesus. And that's why we should say yes to God. We should say yes to his ways. Yes, to his teachings. Yes, to his will. Not our will, but his will. That's why we should read the Bible. And read the Bible every day. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. We should read and study . We should learn what it means to say yes to God. Bible is God's message to us, and it will carry us until the end of times. It's more valuable than any money, any riches in the world. If we were to follow the teachings of the Bible, it assures us success. We find in it assurance and salvation. We find in it direction and joy and peace and love. We find in it friendship. We find in the Bible everything that we need to sustain us. We should read the Bible daily. You find in the Bible wisdom and knowledge. We can find understanding. We find Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. We find how much God loves us. The Bible is such an awesome book. Still the number one bestseller in the world. It has everything that we need. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's what the Bible is. It's Jesus' promises to us. His will for our lives. No. When I think about the goodness of God and all that He's done, when I think about how He came down and died. It saddens me that with all that He's done for us, we still can't get it right. And we play the blame game so well. But what if Jesus played the blame game on us? We blame our husbands, our wives, our children, the job, finances, church, pastor, friends, family. Time. We blame everything that we can think of. As an excuse. Use it as an excuse. But what if Jesus did the same thing to us? When it came to our salvation, what if He played the blame game? And said, well, I can't forgive you today because the Holy Spirit was busy. I can't forgive you today because I haven't had the chance to talk with my father. I can't forgive you today because I didn't take time out to hear all of your prayer. What if He was that way with us? Because we're that way with Him. We can't go to church because our head hurt. We can't do this because my family's not going to be pleased. Can't go comfort this person that you done put in my heart because I don't want nobody to know I'm a Christian. What if He was that way with us? Thank you, Lord, for not treating us the way that we treat you. He is our rock. our salvation. His grace is ever so amazing. The love that he has for us. It's so wonderful. There's no love like the love of Jesus. There's no love like the love that God has for us, you know. You know, in John 3:16, God sent his only begotten Son. His only Son to die for us. To bear our sins, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. That's love. That's love. There is no greater love than that. Than the person lay their life down for you. No greater love. Jesus, our wonderful Messiah, wonderful Counselor. He's wherever you need him to be. Our provider. You have to excuse my voice. Little horse. Still work with this virus I have. Oh, gotta have some faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And you can't get to heaven without faith, because you got to believe. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe that he is who he say he is. He is who the Bible says that he is. You got to believe. Gotta believe. You know, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, and that's coming from Matthew 11:28. Said, come on. I'm right here. Come to me. Let me give you some rest. He wants you to repent that you not perish. He wants you to be born again, that you can truly see the kingdom of God. He wants you to know that he has redeemed you with the precious blood, his precious blood. He has cleansed you. When you ask for forgiveness, he He cleanses you. He wants you to come on to him. He stands at the door and knock. He's a gentleman. He knocks. He will not kick that door open. You must open it. You must let him in. You know, if you believe that he died for you, and that because he died for you, you have eternal life. If you desire a relationship with Christ, and pray this prayer with me. Father, right now, of all my sins, I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior. I believe in my heart that he rose again on the third day and is seated by you in heaven. I accept Jesus now as my Lord and Savior of my life. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer with me, then know that you are saved. And we say, welcome to the family. And know now that you have a visible, invisible JC upon you. And because you have accepted Christ, we want you to find you a good church home. Be led of the Spirit. Find you a church home and get involved. Help spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Let somebody know that Jesus loves them and that he's there waiting on them. We got to keep it real. The days is winding down. And no one knows the day or the time when Jesus is going to return. But we all need to be ready. We need to be ready. We all need to be ready. I don't want you to be caught not ready. It would be a shame if Jesus came and you knew to be ready and you wasn't ready. That would be a shame, and we all want no one to perish. So until next time, we love you. God loves you. We want you to have a blessed and beautiful day. In Jesus' name, amen.